Trump Organization.
Donnie, please.
Who's calling?
This is the Chuck here from Pop Power 92.
One moment. Executive office.
Yes, Donnie, please.
Mask is calling.
This is the Chuck here from Pop Power 92 Radio. I'm returning his call.
You're returning his call?
Yes, we were going to do a little interview. It's a new
thing. That's funny, because Mr. Trump's not doing any interviews at this time.
Come again?
He's not doing any interviews at this time.
Well, I have a message here from Mr. Donald Trump with this phone number.
And you're from what radio station?
Pop Power 92.
Okay, hold on, please. Sir, nobody knows anything about this interview.
Is this Havana?
Excuse me?
Well,
hold on. I'm sorry, sir. There's no one else available. I could take a message.
Maybe you could just put me through there for just a minute.
I'm sorry, sir. I cannot do that.
I don't know if you really realize the importance of this call. The Chucker serves the community as a broadcasting journalist.
I understand that, sir. As I said, I could take a message. Mr. Trump is not even available at the moment.
How long do you think it'll be till old Donnie can give the Chucker a ringy-dingy back there?
I really couldn't tell you. All I can do is give him the message.
What did his wife say when he told him he wanted a divorce?
Sir, I'm not really interested in any jokes. I can take a message. Otherwise...
Ivana, more money. Listen, now when do you think Donnie's going to give the Chucker an old ring?
I really don't
know,
sir. I couldn't say. I don't even know if he'll return the call.
Really?
Okay.
Well, listen.
I really must be going.
Well, listen, you tell Donald that his old pal the Chucker called.
Okay.
And I'm in his corner.
Great.
You know, I understand what he's going... The Chucker's been through a few rocky roads on the love trail himself, you know.
Great. So I really have to go now.
How long do you think it'll be till old Donnie calls me back
there? As I said, I don't know if he'll return the call, okay? I will give him the message.
What floor are you located on?
I can't say that. Goodbye, sir.
Hello? Hello?
The Trump Organization.
Hello, this is the florist up the street. I have some flowers for Mr. Trump. I was wondering if I could get through to him and find out when I can deliver those there.
Flowers for Mr. Trump? Well, you'll just leave them downstairs with the elevator man, and someone will bring them up.
Well, I have strict orders to deliver them personally there.
Oh, okay. One moment. Executive offices.
Hello, this is Chuck's florist shop up the street. I have an order here to deliver a bouquet here to Mr. Trump.
Yes?
And I'm supposed to deliver it personally. Maybe I could talk to Donald and find out what time he wants me to drop him off there.
No, I'm sorry. You can just bring it to the security people at the elevator.
Well, I wonder if maybe, you know, if I could just, like, get a word there with Donald and make sure it's okay with him. I wouldn't want to upset the man or anything.
No, I'm sorry. He's not here.
He's not there?
No.
What would be a good time to reach Don? You know, we kind of wants these flowers, you know.
I really can't say. He's not going to be in the rest of this afternoon. So you can try tomorrow.
I tell you, maybe if you could just give me Don's home phone, I'll just...
No, I'm sorry, I cannot do that.
I tell you, you know, maybe if you put me on hold there, I'll just wait and, you know, when he walks in, maybe you can just...
He's not coming back, sir. You'll be waiting for 6 hours.
I tell you, maybe his car phone is available there. You could just...
Thank you very much for calling.
You know, I got strict orders here just to, like, get... Hello? Hello? Hello?